So the amount of prayer, we're still going to be talking about a few things. Mark chapter 11. Now, on the morrow, I'm reading from verse 12, and on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And the Lord answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple. I want you to see the flow of activities. He came to this tree. He spoke to the tree. Then they came into Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But we have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. Hallelujah. Jesus had a doctrine, teaching, his teachings. Amen. And when even was come, that is in the evening, he went out of the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou causest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. So Jesus is laying down here what you call the principle of faith in prayer. Glory be to God. Without faith, our prayer is useless. If we don't have faith, our prayers will not work. It will be a religious exercise. Without confidence that one thing that God is. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So whoever comes to God must believe that he is. He must believe. Now, another word for it is that he must accept that God is. Have faith in God. Believe that God is. Hallelujah. That's the beginning of the work of faith and prayer. When we pray, we know that God is. We don't say, God, if... Now, sometimes people say this prayer, oh, God, if you're really there, do this for me. He might accommodate you because he sees the sincerity of your heart, but for the believer, that will not work. Because when you came to Christ, you were dealt a measure of faith. I'll say it again. When you came to Christ, you were dealt a measure of faith. That measure of faith, you're supposed to grow it. But you can choose to allow things coming that would quench that faith. What I mean is make it, render it ineffective. Doubt will rise. You know, a Christian begins to say stuff like they do not have faith. Then doubt will rise like a giant over their lives. Because the mouth sets the trajectory of a man's life. It is the rudder of a man's life, of a person's life, a woman's life. Your tongue sets the direction of your life. It either sets it in the direction of destruction or in the direction of life. It either brings you to the light or takes you into the darkness. Hallelujah. So, whoever comes to God must believe that he is. So, we have faith in God, whom our physical eyes do not see. But we know that he is there. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because in him we live, we move around, and have our being. Glory be to Jesus. We live in God. So, Jesus is saying that whosoever shall say to a mountain, be removed. Now, remember that the origin of this is faith in God. So a man who does not believe that God is cannot be talking to a mountain and asking it to move, and it will move. All right. So he says to us, that if you say to a mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart. What is doubt? Doubt is doubling on your thinking. What is that? You are not sure of what you're saying. Doubt says that you're not sure that what you're saying will come to pass. You don't know. Now, it is possible for faith to work in your heart without in your mind. But what says what you actually believe is what you say afterwards. What you say afterwards determines where you really are. Now, when you're a child and you're in the midst of other believers and people are carrying you by their faith, sometimes you're saying negative things and you're still getting by. Because people are powering you up. They've set so many things in motion concerning. You need to hear the confession that we take on your behalf. Hallelujah. Declaration in the spirit concerning the church. So it's when you're now saying those things, you'll be staggering, but you will not understand. But if you consistently remain in that realm, you will fail. You'll be defeated. You can still go to heaven, but with a lot of bruises, black eye, swollen lips from punches from the devil, broken ribs, and all of that. Now, that is, you're broken down, but you're still on your way to heaven. The Christian life is a victorious life. The Bible said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith in Christ is a victorious faith. We are not failures. So Jesus says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever that he said. Hallelujah. He has set forth a law or principle of faith.
Then he says, therefore, I say unto you. Now, this, what is that? He's saying, this is the rule of faith. This is how faith works. This is how it works. Having shown you how it works, he now says, therefore. You know, somebody said, if you see it, therefore, find out what it's there for. This is what it is there for. Therefore, having laid down this principle of faith, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Who do you pray to? We've already talked about it. The Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the Christian walk, is a faith walk. In Habakkuk 2 verse 4, the Bible says that the just shall live by his faith, or her faith, if you like. The just, the justified one, my righteous one, or the righteous one, shall live his life, pass his time here on the earth by faith. And faith and the blessings of God are an equal opportunity deal. Nobody's disadvantaged in this kingdom. I say it again. Faith is an equal opportunity deal. Nobody is disadvantaged in the kingdom of God. If you don't have it, it means you couldn't believe for it. I'll say it again. If you don't have it, it means you did not believe God for it. You have no reason to envy anyone. The earlier you start believing, the earlier you will start receiving. If you don't have it, you didn't believe for it. Blame no one for what you do not have. Oh, they're not trying to help me and all of that. Listen, believe God for what you need. Believe God for where you're going. Believe God for better things concerning you. It is by faith that it might be by grace. That's what the Bible says. By faith, we access the riches of his grace. God is wealthy. What do I mean? All things belong to God. And he has passed it on to Jesus, and we're joint heirs with Christ. God needs nothing. You know this whole universe that he created? He doesn't need it. And scientists are saying that it is growing by the day. The Apostle James, in the book of James, the Lord's brother, says, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Who are we asking from? God. Hallelujah. God. Even when we are casting out devils, we are exercising authority in the name of Jesus. We are looking at the authority that Jesus has in that name, and we're asking the devil to leave because of what we know about the name. The sons of Sceva, when they wanted to cast out devils, they went to the devil and said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached, we command you to come out. And the Bible says that the man in whom the devil was ask them a question. He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? What was the demon saying? You have no authority to be using that name. And the Bible tells us, look at the next verse. The man in whom the evil spirit was, leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. If we were to talk about it today, we would say he pounced on them and gave them the whooping of their lives. Hallelujah. Because they went to steal the word of God and they were trying to use it. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The man had no business using the name of Jesus. Now, let's get back to where we're going. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because these are principles of faith. Hallelujah. When you go to the Hall of Fame of faith, you begin to see the things that people did by faith. Hallelujah. It says, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the parting of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. You see, you don't act like people of this world. You act like someone who knows that God is. So, he said, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Praise God. You know, it's by faith we're breaking bread. You understand? We're breaking bread. We were not there when the sacrifice was done, but we know it belongs to us. Do you understand? He said, we're doing it as often as we do it in remembrance of him, in the remembrance of the sacrifice that he made for us. We are affirming that we believe the things that are written. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Hallelujah. And what shall I must say? For the time shall fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah. Now the Barak here is not Obama. Of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. They did what? They obtained promises. Stopped the mouth of lions. By what? Faith. Quenched the violence of fire. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. They were tortured because they did not accept deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. All these things were done by faith. Now let's go back. Glory be to God. The faith that we have never fails. The faith before Christ rose from the dead is not the same as what we are. The Bible says, now abideth three things, these three things, hope, faith, and love. It abides, which means when heaven and earth passes, these three things will remain. Faith does not fail if it is real faith. Faith, the Bible tells us, walketh by love. The love that we have for God and for people, and our confidence in the love of God, that God loves us and he will do the things we're asking him to do. Let me say it. God is more willing to do these things than we're even willing to ask. People are always looking for somebody to pray for them because they don't have a confidence that God will hear them when they talk. God loves you and God wants to hear your voice. He said, but I don't know how to say it. Say it the best way you know how. Say it how you would want to hear it if someone needed your help and came to you.